This is the third time we get together in recent years.
这是最近几年我们第三次的聚集。
On January 15th of 2012.
在2012年1月15日。
That was our first get together in this series of three.
这是我们这一连三次聚集的第一次。
That was about a year and a half we started the meeting in Flushing.
这是我们在法拉盛开始聚会一年半之前。
Because since 9/11, the church here had the burden for the gospel.
从2001年9月11号我们开始对福音很有负担。
There were more than 1,000 who believed and were baptized since then.
从2001年9月11号有1000多位圣徒受浸，就是受浸得救。
Most of them were Chinese speaking and residing in Flushing.
大部分是华语的圣徒，他们多半住在法拉盛。
Between 9/11 and 2010, they were mostly taken care of by a number of home meetings.
从91到2001年到2010年，大部分这些得救的是在家里面得着照顾。
We realized in order for them to have the complete church life and remain, we need to have the Lord's Day meeting in Flushing.
为了叫他们能够有这个召会生活，能够完全的召会生活，我们需要在法拉盛有聚会。
And so on 2010, we started the Lord's Day meeting in Sheraton.
所以在2010年，我们在希尔在这个喜来登饭店，我们开始有聚会。
But even we started to rent that place, we realized it was only a temporary measure.
虽然我们租用这个饭店，但是我们知道那个只是暂时的安排。
Because the saints could only come together on the Lord's Day, there's no opportunity for them to meet during the week.
因为只能够主日聚集，在周中没有办法聚集。
We realized in order for the saints to have the complete church life that have both wings, the small group meeting and the church meetings,
为了要有他们有完整的这个召会生活，就是有主日的聚会，也有周中的小排聚会。
We need to have the adequate meeting halls to where the saints are.
我们需要有合适的会所，在弟兄姊妹住的附近。
So therefore, two years ago, when we had the first get together,
所以当两年前，当我们这样聚集的时候
，we reviewed with the saints the historical journey.The church in New York City travels.
我们就跟众圣徒有一次纽约市召会历史的一个旅程。
This is both for the new ones as well as for all the saints.
这不但是为新得救、新蒙恩的，也是为所有的圣徒。
And then a year later.
然后一年之后。
On January 15th of 2013.
在2013年1月15日
，We had the second get together.
我们有第二次这样的聚集。
And that was during the time we were going through the book of Ephesians.
那个时候，我们召会的进度是在读以弗所书。
And so from the two prayers in Ephesians 1 and Ephesians 3, we share the burden of prayer.
所以从以弗所书第一章跟第三章，我们讲到两个最大的。保罗两个最大的祷告，我们讲到祷告的负担。
And the burden of these two prayers is not for us to only to know the church, but also to continue the testimony of the church.
不但是叫我们知道召会是什么，也叫我们能够继续召会的见证。
Now, almost exactly a year ago,
几乎是整整一年之前
，on March the 24th,
在3月24号。
Last year, 2013,
就是2013年
we started the meeting in Brooklyn.
我们在布鲁克林开始我们的聚会。
But let me tell you a little bit about our point of view.
我们现在交通一下我们的看法是什么。
The starting of the meeting in Brooklyn is because of the inadequate crowded condition on the Lord's Day of the Manhattan Hall.
有布鲁克林的聚会是因为在曼哈坦聚会的拥挤和地方不足的关系。
But also because of theExpanding of some of the families, you know, some of the families they start to grow, and so necessarily, for the sake of reality, they need to move away from Midtown Queens and go to Brooklyn or Queens.
也是另一方面也是为了家庭的缘故，因为有些家庭，他们成长有小孩，所以他们必须要有合适的地方，所以他们就。搬到或者是布鲁克林，或者是皇后区。
So therefore, we started the Brooklyn meeting with this rented place.
所以我们就开始用租用的场地在布鲁克林有聚会。
But we were fully aware this was only a temporary measure.
我们也完全了解到这只是暂时的安排。
In order for the church's testimony to spread out in this city.
为着召会的见证能够在纽约市扩展出去
We must have adequate meeting halls where the brothers and sisters reside.
我们必须有合适的聚会场所是在弟兄姊妹所在的地方
Now, I cannot take the time to review with you what we shared 2 years ago.
我没有办法把两年前去年我们交通的事情历史再重复一次。
How we ended up in Queens because that was in the 1950s and 60s where the saints reside.
我们为什么会在这个地方皇后区开始纽约市的聚会？这是因为在1950年和1960年代圣徒们所在的地方是 Queens.
And even when we started the meeting in Flushing, we have not stopped looking for an adequate meeting hall in Flushing.
从我们在法拉盛开始聚会之后，我们就没有停止在要找一个合适的地方为着法拉盛的圣徒。
And we want to use this opportunity to tell all the saints the meeting in Brooklyn is only the beginning.
我们要告诉所有的圣徒，在布鲁克林的聚会只是我们这个聚会的一个开始。
We must look to the Lord to provide an adequate place for us.
我们必须要仰望主来为我们预备合适的。
The adequate meeting hall, our own meeting hall,
我们自己的会所
not, so the saints not just have the home meetings during the week, but they can have the meetings, the church meetings during the week as well as on the Lord's Day.
不但是周中有家庭聚会，在主日也能够有这个全就是大家来在一起的聚会，大的聚会。
And I want to say, and I hope all those saints who are meeting in Brooklyn, you must have the view to include all the saints in Brooklyn as well as the borough of Staten Island.
所以在布鲁克林的聚会，你们要有这样的展望，就是你们那个聚会不只是为着布鲁克林的圣徒。也包括在这个斯坦岛上的圣徒。
And of course, you know, Brooklyn is so-called the South Manhattan, just like the East and the West Manhattan.
这个布鲁克林平常是讲说它是南南边的曼哈坦，就平常也有讲法，就是有东边的曼哈坦，有西边的曼哈坦。
And it's only a short ride to go to Manhattan to work. So we must consider this is a home, this is a church home for all the saints in Brooklyn, in Staten Island, as well as those who work in southern part of Manhattan.
所以如果有那个会所的话呢，不只是为着布鲁克林，也是为着斯坦岛，甚至是为着曼哈坦南边的。圣徒们。
And in the same time, we must care for those saints who are in Upper Manhattan, Upper West, including Bronx and the borough and the county of Westchester.
我们要有这样的看见，那个聚会，曼哈坦的聚会也是为着北边的曼哈坦，还包括布朗士，还包括在北边的这个West County.Westchester 的这个郡。
Now I spent a few minutes for the introduction in order to lead to the burden this morning.
刚才的话是一个戒言，好带进我要讲的负担。
You know, as we are growing,
当我们在这样扩展的时候
，as we are expanding, In every family, I know some of the families, when we first met them, they were singles, now they are very large.
我们跟预言他的时候啊，还是单身，现在他有个大家庭了。
You know, we often say that the increase of the church comes from two sources.
我们平常讲这个教会的扩展呢，是有两个来源。One
is from our own saints' children.
一个就是我们自己圣徒们自己的小孩。
And the other one is for the gospel friend. I mean the fruit of the gospel preaching.
另外一个就是我们传扬福音的结果。
And the result of both should bring in more to in both increase in number and in life in the church life.
这两个的成长不应该只是数字的增加，也应该是生命的长大。
But in any kind of expansion,
在任何的这样扩展的情形,
there is always, I don't want to use the word danger, that always might be the tendency of diluting the cohesion.
在这样扩展的时候，我不要说是危险，但是有这种情形会有这个冲势或者凝聚力会缺少。
I mean, in other words, I think it's very easy to visualize.
所以你这样啊，你就可以有一个看见。
As you are expanding,
当你这样扩展的时候,
there is that centrifugal tendency.
那就会有离心的力量在那里。
Going away from the center.
从这个中心凝聚的点分散。
Therefore, it diluted and weakens this cohesion.
这样的分散呢，它就会软。 这个叫这个事情软弱。
And I think the Lord is very sovereign in leading us in this way.
我相信主在这一点上是非常有他的主宰。
Because last year we were in the book of Ephesians.
因为去年我们是交通到以弗所书。
And during last year we have completed or finished the prison epistles.
去年我们就把保罗 监狱的书信交通完了。
Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians.
以弗所书、腓立比书和哥罗西书。
And just recently, we have come to the 1st and 2nd Timothy.
最近我们开始交通提摩太前后书。
Actually, I thought it was really quite meaningful and very sovereign.
我觉得这是非常有意义，也是非常有主的主宰。
Because we all know that Ephesians is a book on the church.
我们都知道以弗所书是讲到教会。
But not only the book was written to the church in Ephesus, but Paul's personal relationship, his personal ministry with the church in Ephesus.
不单是写给以弗所，也是保罗个人跟以弗所教会的一个关系。
I'll give you a very brief history.
我给你一个很简单的历史。
Paul first spent 3 years in Ephesus.
保罗在以弗所先待了三年。
He spoke to them mainly on God's economy and on God's purpose.
他主要是讲到神的经纶和神的旨意。
So in Ephesians, in Acts chapter 20, when he fellowship with the elders from the church in Ephesus, in Miletus, he mentioned this to them.
在使徒行传，保罗跟以弗所的长老在米利都。
He told them that everything concerning God's purpose or God's economy, he has shared with them without reservation.
他在那里提到，凡是跟他们有益关于神经纶的，他都没有避讳，不告诉他们。
And so you can see Paul's burden was very strong toward the church in Ephesus.
所以保罗对以弗所教会
Few years later, he was imprisoned in Rome.
几年之后，他就在罗马下监。
And during his imprisonment, he wrote the prison epistles.
然后在罗马在监狱的时候，他写了他监狱的书信。
And when he wrote the prison epistles, he wrote to the church in Ephesus concerning the church.
他在监狱的时候特别写给以弗所教会关于教会。
You know, we have spent a lot of time, or several times, on the book of Ephesians.
我们有好几次读过这个以弗所书。
And He shared these seven aspects. Well, you all have heard or know about it.
他交通到以弗这个教会的七方面，我想大家都知道。
The church is the body of Christ.
教会是基督的身体。
The church is a new man.
是新人。
The church is a kingdom.
是国度。
Is the house of God.
是神的家。
Is the dwelling place in spirit.
是神的居所，在灵里的居所。
And is the bride of Christ.
是基督的心腹。
It was the warrior of God.
是神的战士。
How much more can he say about the church?
你看他已经讲了这么多，他还能讲什么呢？
He talks about God's economy.
他也谈到神的经纶。
He talks about the building up of the body of Christ.
讲到基督身体的建造。
He talks about the stewardship in the church.
讲到教会的管家职分。
Really, all that he can say, he said it.
可以说他要讲的都讲了。
But I want to tell you, even just within a very short time,
但是我要告诉你，就在很短的时间里
，Paul was set free.
保罗啊的释放了。
He was able to travel.
他能够有他的旅程。
During that period of his freedom, he wrote 1 Timothy and Titus.
在他释放的这段期间，他写了提摩太前书跟提多书。
You know the burden of 1 Timothy, of course, was written to Timothy.
啊，提摩太前书就是写给提摩太这位弟兄的。
But He was very much concerned that so soon after he spent 3 years there, wrote the epistle to the Ephesians, talked about all the aspects of the church, there were those already taught something different from God's economy.
但是虽然他花了三年，他也写了这个以弗所书，但是很快的以弗所教会就离开了神的经纶。
What can he do?
他能做什么呢？
What more can he say?
他还能说什么呢？
So by writing to Timothy, actually it was his further word to the church in Ephesus.
所以提摩太书其实是他以弗所书的继续。
Now I want you to see what was his burden.
我要告诉你他的负担是什么。
In 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 3 and 4.
在提摩太前书一章三节四节。
And he told Timothy, he said,When he was going to Macedonia, he requested or he wanted Timothy to remain in Ephesus.
他讲到他往马其顿的时候去的时候，曾嘱咐劝提摩太仍留在以弗所。
To charge certain ones not to teach differently.
他好嘱咐那几个人不可教导不同的事。
And not to give heed to myths and unending genealogies which produces questionings rather than God's economy which is in faith.
不可以注意虚构无稽之事和无穷的家谱，这等事只引起辩论，对于神在信仰里的经纶并无注意。
And I believe he gave the example, what did he mean by they teach something different from God's economy?
他也说出来什么是教导与神的经文不同的事。
Verse 7, desiring to be teachers of the law, although they understand neither the things that they say nor concerning that what they confidently affirm.
第七节，想要做律法的教师，却不明白自己所讲说所断定的。
These were the ones in Ephesus.
这些是在以弗所的。
They heard Paul's ministry.
他们听见保罗的执事。
They received his letter.
他们也接受他的书信。
But they taught something different.
但是他们教导不同的事。
What was the something different that they taught?
他们所教导这个不同的事是什么事呢？
Instead of teaching God's economy,
他们不但没有教导关于神经纶的事。
They want to be teachers of law.
他们想要做律法的教师。
Now in English or in any other.Languages that the Bible translating, we don't see this.
在这个其他的翻译里面，我们看不见这个。
You have to go to the original, okay?
你需要读这个它的原来希腊文。
You see, economy is all economia. You all know that, right?
这个
经纶，
神的经纶，它其实是两个。两个部分构成，一个就是律法，一个就是神的家。
You see, it's oikos nomos. It's the house law.
就是一个家庭，还有一个就是律法。
And what the problem is with some, they want to teach laws, but they want to take out the house.
因为啊，有些人呢、啊，他要教导， 但是他教导呢律法，他就不教导神的家这一部分。
因为 law is just some regulations.
啊，律法就是一些规则。
You can teach law anywhere, law school.
你可以到处讲律法，你可以啊在学校里面教法律。
But in the church, we don't teach law. We talk about God's economy.
但在教会里面，我们啊教导神的经纶，就是啊家庭律法。
Don't think it's so easy.
不要以为这是这么简单。
Oh yeah, it's so simple. Yeah, sure.
不要以为这么简单。
Paul ministered 3 years in Ephesus.
保罗在以弗所花了两年时间。
He wrote the Ephesians.
他写了以弗所书。
There's still some who want to teach the law without the house.
还有人呢，他只教导律法。
So now I want to come back with you to see a little bit about what Paul wrote in the Ephesians.
我要再回头让大家看一下，在以弗所书里面报道保罗写了什么。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 12.
以弗所书第二章第十二节。
You know, actually, those seven aspects of the church I enumerated for you, actually four of them were in chapter 2.
以弗所讲到这个召会的七方面，有四方面是在以弗所书二章。
About the new man.
讲到新人。
About the kingdom.
国度。
About the house of God.
神的家。
And also about the dwelling place in spirit.
在灵里的居所。
But before he talked about this, he first described the situation before they believe in the Lord.
在讲这四方面之前，他先讲到他们在还没有信主之前他们的情形。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 12.
以弗所书二章十二节。
And you were at that time apart from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenant of the promise, having no hope and without God in the world.
那时十二节，那时你们在基督以外和以色列国民隔绝，在所应许的诸约上是局外人，在世上没有指望，没有神。
Let me summarize for you. What does this verse say?
这节经节我就总结一下，告诉你们。
This verse says, before you believe in the Lord, you do not belong to anything in the world.
在这个这一节是讲到，在你们得救之前呢，你们在地上啊，没有指望，没有神。
Okay. Now, when you talk about the church.Church is a place where God make every one of us belong.
教会就是这个地方，叫每一个人都有所属。
Actually, I read something last week which I thought was very, very meaningful.
上星期我读到一段话，我觉得很有意义。
An evangelist, you know, a gospel, an evangelist, a Christian evangelist, was asking the president of Harvard University a question.
有一个基督教里面的传福音的，他问这个哈佛大学校长，一句话。
He said, "You have lots of, you have lots of contact with thoughtful young people in the world today."
他问这个校长说，你在跟很多非常有思想的年轻人接触。
What is the thing that they look for the most?
他们真正要寻找的，最要寻找的是什么
？You know, without much thinking, this president of Harvard said.They seek to belong.
他的回答是，这些有思想的年轻人，他们在寻找一个地方，他们可以属于。
Maybe he borrowed from Paul in Ephesians.
也许他是借用保罗在以弗所书里的话。
I want you to see, I was very much impressed, dear brothers and sisters, I was really deeply impressed by this contrast in verse 12 and verse 19.
我就对这个以弗所书十二节跟十九节这个对比啊，有一个很深的印象。
Verse 19, you see, it was at that time, you were at that time before 十二节。
十九节就是你们在那个时候。
十二节是在那个时候。
十二节，你们在那时你们。
Okay, verse 19, so then you are no longer strangers and sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God.
十二节讲到你们在基督之外，到了十九节就讲你们不再是外人和寄居的。
And I believe the Chinese rendering is much better than this.
我觉得这个中文的翻译比英文还好。
It didn't say you are members of the household of God. No, not that.
那里不是讲啊，你们是神家里的一员。
He said you are the dear folks in the house of God.
中文翻译是说，你们是神家里的亲人，不是一员。
You know, that really brings out that sense. Now you belong.
这样的讲法，这样的翻译法，中文的翻译法是叫我们看见我们是属于神的家。
But I believe what Paul really his feeling cannot just by reading verse 19.
我觉得保罗的那个里面的感觉呢，不是你只是读以弗所书二章十九节就能够知道。
verse 20.
十九节二十节。
Being built upon the foundation, and so on and so forth.
被建造在这个根基上。
And this being built is on house built.
Being
built.
这个建造啊，
就是建造在家，
是建造在这个家上面。
You see, it's very important. This word oikos was there.
很重要的是啊，这个神的经纶啊，这个神的家。在这个地方，在这里。
Epi oikos built, okay.
就在这个上面，在这个家上面建造。
Verse 21.
第二十一节。
In whom all the building,
在它里面全房连接一起。
All the house building,
所有这个家的这个
oikos
房子。
And then in verse 22, in whom you also were built.Together is built together house built.
这里讲到二十二节，讲你们在它里面同被建造，同在这个家上面建造。
I'm afraid that this is my feeling, and I'm afraid not too many have entered into Paul's feeling concerning the house of God.
我觉得还是没有许多的圣徒进到保罗对于这个。教会是神的家，这个感觉。
Because after his 3 years ministry there,
因为他有在以弗所三年的执事
，wrote the book of Ephesians,
写了以弗所书
，shared with them while he was there.
当他在那里的时候，他也跟他们有交通。
He shared his burden without reservation in person and by letter.
他是亲自在那里，也写了信。借着信也借着亲身在那里告诉了他们。
So quickly they can teach the law, take the house out.
很快的，他们就只在那里持守律法，去把神的家。
So Paul was really burdened, and he was burdened to go to Ephesus.
所以保罗非常有负担，他也有负担去那里。
I don't know whether he had the opportunity to go there.
我不知道后来他有没有机会去以弗所。
But anyway, he wrote.Timothy in chapter 3 verses 15 and 16 of 1 Timothy.
在提摩太前书三章十五节就讲到了。
He said, if I should delay,
倘若我单言,
I write that you may know how one ought to conduct himself in the house of God.
我这样写你就可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。
Which is the Church of the Living God, the pillar and base of the truth.
这家就是活神的召会，真理的柱石和根基。
Then he went on to say, "Now I want you to pay attention to the first part of verse 16."
然后他继续讲，我要你们注意这个十六节的上半。
And confessedly, great is the mystery.Of godliness.
并且大灾近前的奥秘，这是众所公认的。
You know, he used this word confessedly.
他用众所公认这句话。
Which should be is very obvious. Everybody knows.
这是非常明显的，人人都知道的。
Do you think all those Ephesians know?
你觉得以弗所的圣徒都明白吗？
He wanted them to see the great mystery of godliness.
他要以弗所圣徒知道，看见。什么是大灾近前的奥秘？
What is this great mystery of godliness?
这个大灾近前的奥秘是什么呢？
That is, the church is a house of God.
这就是教会是活神的家。
Everyone, every dear brother and sister belong
每一个人每一个弟兄姊妹都属于这一个家。
And just this phrase, the great mystery of godliness is a very wonderful phrase.
这个大灾近前的奥秘是非常奇妙的一句话。
You know this word godliness?
这个近前这个字这个词
it's a direct translation is good reverence.
这个近前的意思就是有好的这个敬畏。
Now, but what does it mean reverence?
什么叫做敬畏呢?
You know, the reverence always carries with it some kind of a fear.
敬畏里面呢，它有这个畏这个字。
But it is a wholesome fear.
这是一个健康的敬畏。
It is not the kind of fear you're afraid that you might get punished.
这不是一个害怕受惩罚的畏。
But it is a kind of fear I might have missed. I might have missed it.
这个敬畏是说你怕你失去了，失去这个中心了。
Okay, so he is saying that actually to see the church is the house of God is not so simple. Don't think this is just a, you know, just a saying.
这个意思就是说，你不要说这个教会是活神的家，这是很简单的事情。
It is a great mystery.
这是一个大灾近前的奥秘。
One should have some kind of a fear I might miss it.
我们大家 都需要有一种敬畏是我们可能不清楚。
Okay, now I want to use the last few minutes of my time to share with you this point.
我最后几分钟我要交通这一点。
You know, the first time in the Bible this term, the house of God, was mentioned in Genesis chapter 28.
第一次这个神的家在圣经里面提到是在创世纪二十八章。
This was the story of Jacob.
这是雅各的故事。
And Jacob, you know, well, you, most of you got the Jacob story from children's meeting, right?
大部分的弟兄姊妹，你们知道这个雅各的故事啊，是因为你们在这个儿童班的里面有讲到。
So I'm just going to very briefly skip that part.
所以我很简单，很快的这样过一下。
Jacob was in his father's house.
雅各原来在他父亲的家里。
But he was not happy.
但是他不是很高兴。
He did not appreciate.
他也不宝贝。
And he sort of took it for granted.
他就把这个当作理以为然。
Until he was forced to leave the house.
等到有一天呢，他被迫离家。
And chapter 28 told us that he had to leave.
二十八章创世纪二十八章讲了他必须他被迫离家。
Because he was afraid his brother was going to kill him.
因为他怕他哥哥要杀他。
So he went out the first night, probably in the wilderness.
他第一个晚上呢，他可能就在旷野里面。
He camped outdoor.
他在旷野里面露营。
And he was under the sky.
这个他是敞开的天。
Was on this wilderness.
在这个旷野。
He picked up a piece of stone as his pillow.
当作枕头。
He's homeless.
他没有家。
That was his first homeless night.
这是他无家可归的第一天。
And then, you know, he fell asleep.
然后他就睡着了。
Had a dream.
做了个梦。
And in this dream, he saw a vision.
在这个梦里面，他看见一个异象。
He saw a ladder set up on the ground.
他看见一个梯子立在地上。
Reaching up to heaven.
梯子啊，顶。通着天。
And angels of God ascending and descending.
神的使者上去下来。
Is behold, God was there.
他看见神在上面。
God was speaking to him.
神向他说话。
And God spoke to him, and not only spoke to him, but God promised him.
神不但向他说话，神应许他。
I have no time to describe all that because I don't have time.
我没有时间细讲。
You go home and read what God promised. Absolutely wonderful.
你呀，回家读神应许他什么。
So then he woke up.
然后他醒了。
Okay, let's have the verses of okay. He woke up.
他醒了。
And he said, surely Jehovah is in this place, and I did not know it.
他说耶和华在这里，我竟然不知道。
And he was afraid.
他就害怕。
And when he was afraid, and he said, how awesome is this place?
他就惧怕，说这地方何等可畏。
This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven.
这不是别的，乃是神的家，也是天的门。
This is godliness.
这个就是大灾近前的奥秘。
In this vision, he saw the mystery of godliness.
在这一个梦里面，他就看见了这个意象里面，他就看见大灾近前的奥秘。
Now you think about it. What did he see?
你想想，他到底看见了什么
？Empty land.
这个旷野，空的地。
Nothing but a piece of stone.
什么都没有，有块石头。
But there is a ladder reaching up to heaven.
但是有一个梯子立在地。
The God is here.
神在那里。
Something opened up in him.
在他里面。东西开启了。
He saw this ladder.
他看见这一个梯子。
He saw God.
他看见神。
He saw the stone.
他看见石头。
And in his sight of faith,
在他信心的眼见里面，
he saw a completed building.
他看见一个完整的建筑。
Therefore, and Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stone that it had put under his head, and he set up as a pillar and poured oil on top of it, and he called the name of the place Bethel.
Amen. 然后把雅各清早起来，把所整的石头立作柱子，浇油在上面，他就给那地方起名叫伯特利。
This is the first time in the Bible Bethel, the house of God, is used.
这是在圣经里面第一次，伯特利就是神的家。
And it is someone who did not appreciate his father's house.
这是一个对他自己的家，父的家，他没有。
There was someone who became homeless,
不保爱的，他是后来成为无家的。
And yet in God's mercy, this vision was open to him.
但在神的怜悯里，这个意象向他开启。
I might say he saw God's economy.
我要说他看见了神的经纶。
And not only he saw God's economy, he saw God's economy which is in faith.
他看见神的经纶，就是在信仰里的经纶。
What did he have?
他有什么
？A stone.
他有石头。
A little bit of oil. I don't know why he carried the oil. Okay.
我不知道他哪里来的油。
Now I think that's wonderful, right?
这是非常奇妙的。
The living stone.
活石。
Plus the spirit.
加上灵。
The anointing of the spirit.
膏油涂抹的灵。
You'll have the sight of faith to see the build it.House of God.
借着信心的眼见，就能够看见神的家。
Dear brothers and sisters, I believe this is what we need to all to refresh our vision.
弟兄姊妹，我相信我们要借着这个都来更新我们的意象。
And I believe too often that we just took the church for granted. Oh yeah, the church is wonderful. You know, you know all these seven aspects.
常常我们把这个教会当作理所当然啊。我知道教会就是有七个方面。
You also know the church is the house of God.
你也知道教会是神的家。
Don't you realize that in the house of God, we all belong?
我们都需要看见，我们都属于神的家。
You know, we, as I mentioned, this is the third time we meet like this.
这是我们第三次这样的聚集。
If the Lord will bless the church here, I don't know whether we'll be able to have another time that's big enough to accommodate everybody.
如果主祝福我们，我们不知道啊。主会不会再让我们有这样的聚集？我们不知道这个够不够坐在这里。
The brothers and sisters who were arranging for the seating tried very hard to put in as many chairs as possible.
安排啊，这个会场的圣徒们啊，是尽量想办法啊，能够加多椅子。
They want to make sure everybody got a seat.
Right.
因为他们要每一个来的人呢、啊，都有一个位置。
I'm glad to see I don't see anybody standing where those ushers except.
我很高兴啊，在这里啊，人人都有位置坐，
But you know,
除了这两个招待之外。
I mean, certainly it's wonderful to be together like this.
我们能够有这样聚集，实在是非常的好。
But I think it is even more precious is that not only we have a seat here, but in the church, in the house of God, we all have a niche.
不单单是我们都有位置坐，我们乃是在神的家都有我们的那一份。
I mean, I don't know how long that we will be able to find a place big enough to accommodate everybody.
我们不知道要多久，我们能够再找一个地方，能够让大家都有地方坐。
But in the real sense, We all have a niche because we all belong.
但是在神的家里，我们可以说啊，我们人人都有一份，人人啊都有我们的地方。
I was trying to find somewhere how to express my feeling.
我在想怎么能够用词来发表我的感觉。
Because we're sort of doing this all sort of at the beginning of the year.
我们很像都是在一年开始的时候，我们有这样的聚集。
I hope you will not consider this as an annual State of Union message.
我不希望你们把这个信息当作一年一次的这个聚集的这个信息。
But I hope that you will, that we all will remember that this is a happy homecoming occasion.
我希望大家都有这样的，都能够记得啊，这是我们回家的聚集。
You remember the parable of the prodigal son in Luke 15?
记得在路加福音十五章那里讲到浪子的故事。
The younger son did not appreciate the father's house.
连那个小儿子他不宝贝父的家。
Until he left, he became homeless and destitute.
一直到他后来无家可归，他非常穷困的时候。
Then he remembered.
然后他想到了。
Then he came home.
然后他回家。
But there's also the older son who were in the house did not appreciate.
还有就是大儿子，大儿子也不宝贝他父亲的家。
Both the younger son and older son need to have a sense of awe.
所以这个小儿子、大儿子啊，都需要对这个父的家啊有一种啊敬畏啊的心。
They all need to say, "This is an awesome place."
他们都应该说，这是可畏的地方。
This is an awesome place because we all belong.
这是何等可畏，因为我们都属于这里。
Because we all have a niche.
因为我们都有我们的那一个特别的一份。
So let me end with Romans 12:1.
让我用罗马书十二章第一节来结束。
And I believe it will be, it really is a wonderful time for all of us to consecrate ourselves again for His purpose.
让我们都奉献自己为了他的旨意。
And we all will want to see His purpose and present ourselves.
叫我们都看见神的旨意，把我们的身体献上。
And we present our body a living sacrifice.
把身体献上，当作圣别，当作活祭。
And we hope that maybe in the near future the Lord will be gracious to His church here, providing us suitable meeting halls for every borough wherever the saints reside.
我们希望在不久的将来，这个主恩待我们，叫我们每一个纽约市的五个郡呢，都有自己的会所。
And we enjoy that this is an awesome place because this is a house of God and this is the gate of heaven.
这是何等可畏的地方，因为这是神的家，也是天的门。
May the Lord be gracious to us and bless His testimony in this city.
愿主恩待我们，也祝福他在纽约市的见证。
Amen.
Can see that Brother James really have a very strong burden to share what he said.
你可以看见朱弟兄他很有负担，他所交通的。
And but this burden is all our burden.
这是我们每一个人的负担。
Sometimes seems we talk too long. That is because what we want to say is very rich.
有的时候我们可能讲太长，因为我们所说的实在是非常的丰富。
And so, but on the other hand, that we really want to see what is the church.
但是另一面，我们要实在需要看见教会到底究竟是什么。
And so we try to help.Everybody, including we ourselves, to see that the church is the house of God.
我们需要帮助众人，包括我们自己在内，教会是神的家。
And you know, every year in the Lord's Recovery, we have seven important conferences. And we call that seven feasts.
每年在主的恢复里，我们有七个重要的特会，我们称它为七个节期。
And the first one always is international Chinese speaking conference.
每年第一次的特会就是国际华语的特会。
And I hope that many of you few weeks ago you did go to that first feast.
我相信很多弟兄姊妹几个礼拜以前也都去参加这个特会。
And why? Because what we cover in this first feast is exactly the same as what we want to share today.
我们在那个特会所交通的，也就是我们今天所要交通的。
And in that conference, the topic is that the intrinsic significance of the church.
在那个特会的总题是召会的内在意义。
Now, why we want to choose this topic?
我们为什么要选这个题目呢？
And just like James mentioned earlier, the church is a very rich thing, so at least we have seven different aspects.
就像朱弟兄刚才所说的，召会是非常的丰富，至少有七个方面。
And the first aspect usually is based on the Greek word ecclesia.
那召会的第一方面是根据召会这个希腊字的意义 ，ecclesia.
That means it is the church is a group of people who have been called by the Lord and get together, and that was the most simple definition.
召会是神召出来的一般人啊，这是最简单的一个定义。
But in the past years, it's not just us, but those brothers like Brother Lee and Brother Ni, and they was troubled sometimes by this first definition. That is, the church is the gathering of God's called out ones.
但在过去呢，有些弟兄，包括李弟兄和倪弟兄，他们就对这个字教会啊，有一点觉得不是很妥。
And that is because very often people say, how can you say we are not a church? We are all the call out ones. Now we get together. Why you say this is not the church?
因为有的人说，你为什么我们不是召会？我们也是被召出来的一般人，为什么你说我们不是召会呢？
But on the other hand, when you look at them, when they get together, and many things happen, they for each other, they fight with each other, and all of them are just living their flesh, living their flesh.
但是你看有些人他们虽然称作召会，但是他们来在一起，彼此的有征战他们就活在肉体的里面。
And therefore, this time in the first we choose this topic, the intrinsic significance of the church.
所以这一次特会的题目是召会的内在意义。
And therefore.It's not just hourly, we just get together and to have a religious gathering. We really need to dive into the intrinsic meaning of what is the church. And this is the burden that we just had in the first conference, international conference, and this is also our burden now.
所以这是我们今年第一次特会的一个负担，也是我们现在的负担。
And of course, again, the church has many different aspects.
当然，召会有许多的方面。
And but this one aspect is very important. That is, we are God's house, and we are God's spiritual dwelling place.
那这一方面，关于召会是神的家，是神属灵的居所，也是非常重要的。
So in this first feast, we specifically just choose three chapters all from Gospel according to John.
在这个特会里，我们特别选了约翰福音的三章来解释教会内在的意义。
And those are three very intrinsic, very deep chapters. That is Gospel according to John, chapter 14, 15, and 16.
那这三章圣经都是非常深奥。 这也就是约翰福音14章、15章、16章。
Don't worry, I'm not going to cover all these three.
不用担心，我不会讲三章都讲。
No, we, most of you who were in the conference, you know, the three chapters, the first one is concerning the Father's house.
你们参加特会过的弟兄姊妹就知道，第一个聚会是关于父的家。
And the second was the son's vine.
第二个聚会就说到子的葡萄树。
The third one is the spirit's child.
第三个聚会说到那灵的孩子。
But today we just concentrate on the first one.
但今天我们专注的来看父的家。
We hope that all of us will see one thing: the church is the Father's house.
我希望我们都能够看见教会是父的家。
And just like what Brother James mentioned about the prodigal sons.
就像刚才朱立雄说到这个浪子。
And so we usually know this prodigal son is very famous. It is clearly mentioned in the book of Luke chapter 15.
浪子的故事很有名，这是在路加福音15章提到的。
And you know, most people think the prodigal son only refers to that younger son.
大部分人都只认为这个小儿子是浪子。
And so he wasted all the things. Then finally, he realized that he had no way to go on, and then he had to go back.
他挥霍家财，后来他没有办法，他只好回家。
And of course, he was afraid. He said, "I'm not worthy to be my father's son, so I will just be his slave." His slave.
他说他不配称为父的儿子，他要做父的奴仆。
And but yet that shows when he went back, he had that kind of fear within him.
这就看见他回去的时候是有这样敬畏的心。
我不知道是不是真的敬畏，不过很害怕。惧怕的心。<laughs> So he did not know what will happen.
他不知道会发生什么事。But
he did not know that his father actually was waiting for his coming back.
他不知道，其实他的父亲已经老早在等着他回家了。And
his father is waiting for him every day.
他父亲是天天在那里等着他。
How do we know?
我们怎么知道呢?
The Bible tells us so.
圣经是这样告诉我们。
And so, even at the time when this younger son is coming back, still in a far distance, his father already saw him.
当他在回家的路上，在远远的地方，父亲就已经看见到他了。
So his father went to him and hugged him and asked the servant to put the best robe upon him.
这父亲跑过去抱住他，而且叫 奴仆把这个上好的衣服拿来给他穿上。
And in our thinking, how come the father did not ask the prodigal son go to wash and then go to hug him?
我们在想说这个小儿子一定是很肮脏，怎么父亲没有叫他先去洗一洗？ 就抱他呢?
You know that younger son, he was with all the swine pigs.
这小儿子以前是都在喂猪的。
And you know the pigs smell is not very good.
你知道猪棚的味道不是很好。
But yes, his father didn't care for that.
他的父亲不管。
Just want to hug his son.
就是要来抱拥抱他的儿子。
We have to see our heavenly father also the same way. And don't think only that younger brother was the prodigal son. But actually, the older ones, he is also a prodigal son. The difference is one is out of the family, another is still in the family, but this older son did not enjoy his father and did not enjoy the riches in his family, and he rather to have some thing with his own friend outside of the family.
唯一的不同就是小儿子离开家了，但是这个大儿子呢？ 他既不享受父，也没有享受到父的丰富，他反而是希望有些东西和他自己的朋友一起来享受。Now
the reason I want to mention this, that means none of us should criticize anybody.
我这样讲是因为我们不该批评任何一个人。And
we don't know what time we also maybe we did not go out of the family, but we did not really enjoy the father.
我们不知道什么时候，也许我们没有离开，但是我们没有在这里享受父，还有父的家。So
today, I don't want to say too much. I just want to share with you some of the things that the riches that we can enjoy in the Father's house.
所以今天我不会讲太久，我是想分享一下我们在父的家里能享受什么怎么样的丰富。
And in this conference, we mentioned this, in the Father's house, at least we can see, we can enjoy 10 wonderful things.
在这个特会里，我们看见我们在父的家里至少能够享受十件事。
And I just briefly mentioned this, then Brother Ed will share, continue.
那我稍微提一下，等一下 Brother Ed 他也会交通。
Okay, the first thing in the church, in God's family, what we can enjoy is the life, the divine life.
在教会里，在父的家中，我们享受第一个就是神圣的生命。
Why we can enjoy this divine life?
为什么我们能够享受这个神圣的生命呢？
Because the church is the body of Christ.
因为教会是基督的身体。
And we are the members of this body.
我们是身体上的肢体。
And because we are the members of the body, and therefore we share the same divine life.
因为我们是身上的肢体，所以我们也同有神圣的生命。
I just want to relax a little bit. I don't want to make things too tense.
我们放轻松一点。
When I was young, when I was in high school, and I thought Paul did not know the science, so he said we are the members.
我高中的时候，我觉得保罗他不懂科学，他说我们是身上的肢体。
And I feel that's not accurate speaking.
我觉得这样的说法不是很准确。
And because even though in our body we do have many members, but actually our physical body is made of many cells.
虽然我们身体的这个肢体有许多，但是其实我们是由这个细胞组成的。And
you know, in one body we have I don't know how many millions and millions and millions of cells.
在我们身体里不知道有几百万的这个细胞。And
so I thought Paul should have said and. Yes, the church is the body of Christ, and we should not say we are many members, but we are many cells.
那我觉得保罗应该说，教会是基督的身体，那我们是身体上的许多细胞，这样好像是更准确。
Yeah, this is more scientific, right?
这样比较合乎科学。
But later, because of those brothers like Brother Yi and Brother Lee, they help us, at least they help me very much.
但是后来借着你弟兄的帮助，至少对我的帮助很大。
And the thing that I was being helped was there is a big difference between the cells and the members.
他们帮助我看见细胞和肢体有很大的不同。
Now, what difference?
什么样的不同呢?
The cells is not very important.
细胞不是这么重要。
And some cells can be there or not being there, that does not make too much difference.
有的细胞在那里，不在那里都没什么不同。
If I pick him, and right away, you know, many hundreds of cells die.
如果打他这样一下，他好几个、几百个细胞就死掉。还不止一百个，几百个。几百个细胞死掉。
Okay, but that does not affect him. Right?
这个对我没有影响。
So you have few hundred cells more, few hundred cells less, does not affect your body.
你少了几百个细胞，其实对你并没有太大的影响。
But the member of the body is not the same.
但身上的肢体却不是这样。 Yeah.
Don't talk about other things. Even a little tooth within me, if I that tooth had problem, sometimes it's very painful. I couldn't sleep the whole night.
不要说别的，就我。 嘴巴里一个小小的牙齿啊，它如果痛的话，我整个人晚上都睡不着觉。So
every our body, we need every members.
所以在身体里，我们需要每一个肢体。And
so, I'm not a doctor, so I don't know, but this is common sense.
我不是医生，所以我不是专家，但是这个是大家都知道的。And
so we know. We are not cells, but we are members.
我们不是细胞，我们是肢体。And
we cannot lose any members.
我们不能够失去任何一个肢体。And
sometimes even a little pinky will give us trouble.
有的时候小拇指受伤了，这个也会使我们整个人受损。But
praise the Lord, we are all members.
但是我们都是肢体。
And therefore, don't think, oh, I'm worthless, and whether I'm here, I'm not here, makes no difference. Oh, don't say this. Makes big difference.
所以不要说我无关紧要，我在这里不在这里都没有关系。你在不在这里是有很大的关系。
This is not what I said. Just because of time, we cannot read the First Corinthians. In First Corinthians, it tells us very, very clear to us.
这不是我说的话，我们没有时间读哥林多前书。在哥林多前书里就很清楚地告诉我们。
Therefore, the first thing in the church life, then we all can enjoy the divine life.
所以第一个，我们在教会里所能享受的就是神圣的生命。
The second thing is we will enjoy the light.
第二个我们能享受的就是光。
And why we send that hymn 1263?
我们为什么刚才唱了英文1263首？
And why? Because we are in New York, and New York is very dark. City.
因为我们在纽约市这个城市，这是一个很黑暗的城市。And
in New York, not only in New York, not only the city, and all of us, if we are not living in the Lord's divine life, and we will be very much in darkness.
我们若是没有活在主的生命里，我们很容易就落到黑暗里去。And
and therefore. Especially in this dark city, New York, we really need to stay in the church, and the church, the body, is our protection, and it's our what? The place we receive the light from God.
所以，特别在纽约这样黑暗的城市里，我们都需要活在教会里。教会是我们的保护，在教会里，我们也有光。And
the third thing is. Not only we enjoy the divine life, we enjoy the resurrection life.
第三，我们不仅享受神圣的生命，我们也享受复活的生命。Because
today Christ is inside of us.
今天基督活在我们里面。And
when the Lord Jesus died for us on the cross, He accomplished the work of redemption and. After 3 days, he resurrected.
当主为我们在十架上成就救赎的时候， 他死了，但三天之后他复活了。
And this resurrected Christ is the life-giving spirit.
这复活的基督就是赐生命的灵。
And today, in his resurrection, he can enter into us so we can all enjoy this life-giving spirit and we can all enjoy the resurrection life.
今天在他的复活里，他能够进到我们里面，使我们享受他做赐生命的灵，还有享受他做复活的生命。
And I have seen many saints, including my wife Phoebe, and when she was dying, she was not afraid.
看见许多圣徒，包括我的妻子在内，他们虽然在死的过程里，但是他们却不怕，不惧怕。
I still remember the last sentence she prayed.
我还记得他最后祷告的一句话
Death cannot hold the resurrection life.
死亡不能拘禁复活的生命
And in John chapter 11, they have a, yeah, the Bible said, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and life.
耶稣说，我就是道路、实际、生命。我就是复活和生命。
And therefore, the real resurrection life is Christ.
真正复活的生命就是基督。
So all what we need is this resurrected Christ.
我们所需要的也就是这位复活的基督。
Yes, in today's world, or environments, we could suffer many different things.
在今天世上，在我们的环境里，我们也许受了许多苦。
And so.We don't need to face this environment by ourselves, but in the church life, and we can enjoy Christ together, and we can enjoy the resurrection life and the divine life together.
我们不需要一个人来面对这些环境。在教会里，我们有复活的基督，我们有他复活的生命。
And the next one is the, also we enjoy the grace and the reality.
第四，我们在教会里，我们享受实际和恩典。
This is in also in the book of John, and it was in the Bible, grace and the reality.
这也是在约翰福音里，他恩典和实际是借着耶稣基督来的。
And so when we have Christ, then we have the blessing and we have the reality.
当我们有了基督，我们就有恩典和实际。
What is reality?
什么是实际？
Reality is, means something new, something real.
实际就是真实的一些东西。
And so if you really see what is reality is real, actually only the things have the eternal value is real.
只有有永远价值的事，它是真实的。
Now if today we have a feast, the physical feast here, and if I, if people tell me, oh, this steak is not real. I say you're out of your mind. I could see this steak. I could eat it. I can enjoy it. How can you say that it's not real?
如果我们今天有一个爱宴啊，你跟我说这个牛排不是真的，我会觉得说你在说疯话。你怎么我可以吃？为什么不是真的呢？
At that time, I cannot say it's real, but now here, where is that steak?
那时候我也许不能说它不是真实的，但是今天那个牛排在哪里？
It's gone.
不见了，已经没了。
No more exist.
不存在了。
Therefore, we have to see today. We are not for the things we see, but we think we are not seeing.
所以我们不是在这里追求能见的事，我们乃是追求那永远不能见的事。
Again, this is not our words; it is mentioned in the Bible.
这不是我们的话，这是圣经里所说的。
It is said clearly that we are not after the things we see, but we are pursue the things not see, but because the things we see is temporary, the things not see is eternal.
我们不是在追求能见的事，能见的事是暂时的，不能见的事才是永远的。
But we thank the Lord, especially in the church life, we can enjoy the eternal things.
但是感谢主，特别在教会生活里，我们能享受永远的事。
And don't think you just have a little service that does not mean anything. It means a lot.
不要以为你一点点的服事好像没有什么，但是那个其实很有意义。
And you know, in the last chapter of the whole Bible, at the Revelation chapter 22, mentioned in the eternity future, we will still serve the Lord.
在最后一章圣经启示录22章里，他告诉我们在永远的未来，我们还是要服侍主。
And Brother Watchman Nee, not only once but repeatedly, he said, "Today we serve." It's not hourly we are serving, but actually we are learning how to serve for the eternity.
尼托森弟兄有一篇信息说，今天我们的服事其实是我们在为着将来我们的服事有预备有学习。
And therefore, this now is the opportunity for us.That don't waste our time, don't waste our opportunity. But in the church life, we can have the privilege to serve God.
所以今天我们不要浪费这个机会，在教会生活里，我们都要学习来服侍神。
Regardless what kind of service you are doing, but we always need to serve in our spirit and with.Other saints together.
不管你在什么样的服事里，我们都要学习在灵里服事，而且与弟兄姊妹配搭的来服事。
And another important thing is, don't think that these things are small. Actually, as we are serving the Lord, it's glorious.
这不是小事，我们服事主是一个荣耀的事。
And when I got into the church life, that was in Taipei. I was only 14 years old. And after I was baptized, only 2-3 months. And then the church asked me to start to serve the elementary school student.
我的教会生活是在台湾开始。我14岁的时候，就在我受浸两三个月之后，那里的教会就开始叫我们来服侍儿童。
And then they did not give us many high key truths, but they just told us two things.
他没有告诉我们很多高峰的真理，他们就告诉我们两件事。
And don't think you come. Of course, at that time I was junior high and we did not have PhD degree. And don't think, oh, I'm a PhD. Oh, I like, even I, a doctor, come to serve. It's give you some glory. No, not this thing.
不要以为说你来服侍是你给教会面子。就算你是个博士来服侍，这不是给你自己的荣耀。
And it is a glorious thing for us to have the opportunity to serve the Lord.
我们能服侍主，这是太荣耀的一件事。
So we don't have to wait until the Lord comes back. And if we serve the Lord, especially serve the Lord in the church with other saints coordinate together, this is a glorious thing.
我们不需要等到主耶稣回来的时候才服侍他。今天在教会里和弟兄姊妹一同的服侍主，是太荣耀的一件事。
And the house, the church also is what? It's a place for us to pray together.
教会也是一个我们能够一同祷告的地方。
And maybe some of you know, not too long ago, just 2-3 weeks ago, we had the first Lord's Table meeting in Israel, Jerusalem.
不久以前，我们在耶路撒冷有第一次的擘饼聚会。
And so I was also there.
我也在那里。
And so I was a little bit surprised.
我有点惊奇。
And what the burden is, many brothers share this, that it is, encourage many people go to Jerusalem.
弟兄也鼓励很多圣徒去耶路撒冷。
And but then they said, now when you come to Israel, don't just go outside seeing.
但是他们说你们现在来以色列，不要光去观光而已。
The churches in Taiwan, they rented a building, a big building, and in that building, they could take 11 or 18 units.
在台湾的众召会，他们在那里租了一个房子，可以接待几乎差不多11到18个人。
11到10加 couple 夫妇或者是家人一样。Okay, but anyway, in that building, you can have many people stay there.
就许多人可以住在那里，住在那个租的房子里。
And so many coworkers just emphasize this one thing. From now on, you can don't go out sightseeing, but just pray.
Amen. 所以许多同工强调这件事，你们要来，好。不要光去观光，你们要在那里祷告。
And if you really are in Israel, you know, to preach gospel there is not easy.
你知道在以色列传福音不是这么容易。
And first of all, the government there did not welcome us to go there to preach Jesus.
那里的政府并不欢迎人去那里传耶稣的福音。
And so.That's why we need to pray.
所以我们需要有很多的祷告。
And church is the place that we can pray together.
教会是我们能够一同祷告的地方。
And I think the more you pray, the more you know that the Lord always answers our prayers.
我们越祷告，你就会越发现主是答应我们祷告的神。
And so another important thing in the church is that in the church life we can shepherd each other.
另一个在教会生活里的重点是我们要过一个牧养的生活。
And this time, in the International Chinese Speaking Conference, the last message was not from the chapter 14, 15, 16. The last message was chapter 21.
这一次华语特会最后一篇信息是从约翰福音21章出来的。
And that chapter talks about what?
那章是说什么呢？
We need to have what? Shepherding.
我们需要有牧羊。
Actually, if you take the last chapter, chapter 1, concerning this shepherd people,if you take this out, then all what you see in the previous 20 chapters will not mean too much.
你若是没有21章这一章里所讲的牧养，那前面20章所讲的其实都不算什么。
And but how can we shepherd each other?
我们如何能够彼此的牧养呢？
We still need all the previous points. We need the divine life. We need the resurrection life. And we don't serve according to our own natural man, but we need the divine life.
我们若要有牧养的生活，我们就需要前面的点。我们要享受神圣的生命，活在复活里，不信靠我们自己的肉体和天然。
And just because of the time, I just quickly go to the next point. That is that today we are here to, it's not just for our own enjoyment. Yes, we do have enjoyment, but it is not just for us, it is for God's economy.
那 我们就来到下一点。今天我们在这里不是为着我们自己，我们是为着神的经纶，为着神的建造。
I believe that many of you, most of you, love the Lord. You do have the heart, the burden to serve God.
我相信我们众人都爱主，我们都有服侍主的心。
Then how can we serve?
我们怎么样有好正确的服侍呢？
And we mention this very important verse that is in Matthew chapter 16, verse 18.
我们常常说到马太福音十六章十八节，这个非常重要的一节。
And there, when Jesus was not revealed, and at that time, even though the disciples were with Jesus for almost 3 years, but they did not know who this person is.
门徒和耶稣待了将近三年，但是他们还是不太清楚他究竟是谁。
So in Matthew chapter 16, and there Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do you say that I am?"
所以在马太福音十六章，耶稣就问门徒说：“你们说我是谁？”
And you know.Peter was always the first one jump in, and at that time he also jumped in.
你们知道彼得总是第一个回答，所以他也就第一个回答了。
And many times he made mistakes, but this time he did not make mistake.
许多时候他犯错，但这一次他没有犯错。
And he said, "You are the Christ, the Son of Living God."
他说你是基督，是活神的儿子。
And so then concerning Christ.And concerning his work, and he is Christ.
关于主的工作，他是基督。
And Christ is what? Christ is God's anointed one.
基督也就是神的受膏者。
And then, so concerning his burden, his work, and he is Christ.
所以关于他的负担，他的工作，他是基督。
And concerning who he is, he is the Son of the Living God.
关于他的所事，他是活神的儿子。
And so, but okay, I don't have time to get into this. Anyway, we all need to shepherd.
我没有时间多讲，我们都需要牧养。
But don't think no need. Actually.Today, we have a lot of needs.
不要以为没有这样的需要。今天我们有太多牧养的需要。
You know, in the past almost 20 years, there are a hundred. Now they have a hundred. No, 200,000. Now it's 200,000.It's more than 200,000 from China to United States students.
过去的二十年，有超过200,000的中国留学生来到美国。
And they did not have any background.
他们一点背景啊，对宗教背景都没有。
Even though some of them could get their PhD degree, but they really did not know.The Bible.
很多人来这里拿到博士学位，但是他们对圣经一点了解都没有。
So we need to study, and we need to help many students.
所以我们需要自己有装备，能够来帮助这些学生信主。
I just mentioned one incident to show to you and to remind myself the how needed. Really, we have a great need here.
我就提一个例子给你看见这个需要是多么的大。
And maybe many of you know this brother Bai, Stephen Bai. And both he and his wife had a burden to preach the gospel.
你们很多人知道白弟兄，白信来弟兄，他和他的姊妹都很有负担传福音。
And once they received elderly sent from China.
有一次他们接待一对中国来的夫妇。
And so, Brother Bai's wife wanted to help this lady.
那白姊妹呢要帮助这个 妇女。
So he tried to explain to this lady and what is Christ.
所以他就想解跟这个妇女解释基督教究竟是谁。
And so he is the anointed one.
他是神的受膏者。
Yeah, 他是神的受膏者。But yeah, right. And but do you know how that lady understood? That lady thought, oh, Jesus, someone, you know, in Chinese, 瘦高者，那个瘦，他是那个人很瘦，也是叫瘦。那么高呢？他是以为长得很高。
Yeah, she perceived this because in Chinese, the God's anointed one means someone very thin, very tall. So in her concept, oh, Christ is someone thin, someone tall. It shows that she had no background at all.
And therefore, how much we are needed to preach. Oh, we are not talking about a sneaky one or the tall one, but someone you have to pour the oil upon them.
所以你看我们需要传福音的负担是多么的大。今天许多人他根本不知道基督是神的受膏者，他以为是又瘦又高。我们需要把这个基督的福音传给他们。
And the last one we have to enjoy and we have to pay attention to, that is, we all need to keep the oneness.
最后一点，我们要看见我们都要持守那灵的一。
And sometimes in the past, we had some young brothers had some kind of feeling that if you have any job, you give to me, and I assure you, I will quickly do this work very good. But don't arrange other brother work with me. And either you give the whole thing to me, or you don't give me at all. No, this is the very very bad attitude.
在过去，有些我们中间的弟兄，特别是年轻的弟兄，有这样的观念。你要么就派事情给我做，我会做得很好，不要让我跟别人一起做。你要么就让我来做，要么就让别人去做。他们没有这个配搭的观念。
And you know, today, even in the worldly companies or factories, cannot take this kind of people.
今天，甚至在这个属世的公司里啊，他们也没有办法接受这样子的人。
And in the, before I retired, I was also one of the managers. And then, in the past, we let them go. But since 1990 until now, no one can take anyone that is just want to be somebody alone.
我在退休以前，我也在公司里有的时候需要雇人，那我就可以看见1990年到现在，没有一个公司会接受这样自以为是他能够做得很好的人。
And therefore, really, as we are serving the Lord, we need to keep the oneness, and then the church will be built up.
所以我们在这里服侍主的时候，我们要保守那一，这样子我们才能够一同的对主有好的服侍。
The brothers have spoken.
弟兄们交通的。
About the Father's house.
讲到父的家。
You know, when Paul wrote 1 Timothy 3:15,
当保罗写了提摩太前书三章十五节，
he told Timothy,
他告诉提摩太，
that he was writing so that he would know how he should behave, how he should act, how he should be in the Father's house.
保罗说我将这些事写给你倘若我单言你也可以知道 在神的家中当怎样做个人当怎样行
That you may know how one ought to conduct himself in the house of God
所以知道需要知道在神的家中每一个人当怎样行
The brothers have spoken concerning the churchWe might say in one major aspect.
弟兄们交通到这个召会有一个主要的点。
And that is in relation to God.
这就是召会对神。
My burden this morning.
今天早上我的负担。
Is on the horizontal side.
是在不是垂直的一面是平面。
So I'm just trying to compliment the brothers.
所以我就补充刚才弟兄们所交通的。
What do I mean by this?
我的意思是什么呢?
Actually, 1 Timothy 3:15, when it speaks about the house of God.
当提摩太前书三章十五节提到神的家。
Actually, the word house in Greek also means household.
这个神的家在希腊文里面也是指神的家庭。
And even in English,
甚至在英文里面
the house can mean household.
这个家英文里面也可以是有家庭的意思。
For instance, in the days of the Old Testament, you would speak about the house of David.
譬如在旧约的时候有提到大卫的家。
The house of David was the family of David.
大卫的家是指大卫的这个家庭。
So we need to realize the church is the house of the living God, the family of God.
所以教会是活神的家，是活神的家庭。
If the church is the family, that requires us to have a certain feeling, a certain sense.
所以教会是神的家庭，所以需要我们有要有感觉，要有知觉。
The brothers mentioned that the prodigal son and his brother didn't appreciate the father's house.
弟兄们交通到这个。路加十五章讲到的浪子，这个小儿子跟大儿子都不保爱这个他的家。
We need to appreciate the family of God.
我们需要保爱神的家庭。
We not only belong, we're a part of the family.
我们不但是属于神的家，我们就是神的家庭。
We call each other brother and sister.
我们彼此称呼弟兄姊妹。
But it's not brother and sister, just a name.
不是只是名称上是兄弟姐妹。
Hallelujah, we have the same father.
Hallelujah, 我们都有同样的一位父。
So we want to see how in the church we should feel how what should be our sense?
所以我们要看这个在神的家里，我们的感觉到底应该怎么样
？You know, today there are many companies that send you advertising.
今天很多公司都有这个送给你的广告
，especially credit cards.
特别是你的信用卡。
And the advertising says.
这个广告上说
You register with us, we'll give you 20,000 miles of airline flight.
如果你登记我们的信用卡，我们给你20,000里数，你可以买飞机票。
But when we joined the family of God, we didn't sign anything.
但是我们参加神的家庭我们都没有登记哦。
Nobody asked us to register.
没有人要我们登记。
But when we receive the Lord Jesus in our heart, We become part of the family.
当我们把主耶稣基督接受到我们的里面，我们就成为神家庭的一部分。
We belong.
我们属于这个家。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12,
在林前十二章
verses 25,
在二十五节
26,
二十六节。
First in verse 25,
在二十五节。
That there will be no division in the body,
免得身体上有了分裂。
But that the members would have the same care for one another,
总要肢体彼此同样相顾。
Well, what does that mean?
这个是什么意思？
Oh, I like Brother Timothy. He thinks like I think.
呀，我很喜欢这个弟兄，这个弟兄跟我想的都一样。
But I can't stand Brother Dennis. He thinks differently.
但这个弟兄啊，不行，我他跟我想的不一样。
I have my opinion. Dennis has his.
我有我的意见，他有他的意见。
Wait a minute. That is not the house of God.
这样啊，不是神的家庭。
In the house of God, we must have the same care for one another.
在神的家里，我们应该彼此同样相顾。
Because the church is a house of God, we have no say as to who is a member.
因为教会是神的家，所以我们不能说谁属于这个家庭。
We are all in the family.
我们都在神的家庭里。
If we actually have received the Lord Jesus in our heart, we are brothers and sisters.
所以我们实际的把主耶稣接受到我们的里面。进到我们的心里，我们就是在神的家里，是弟兄姊妹。
I like Brother Benjamin mentioned, we need to be diligent to keep the oneness of the Spirit.
刚才向陈弟兄交通的，我们需要竭力保守那灵的一。
For that, we need to do away with what? What's a big problem in the church?
我们是这样的话，我们在教会生活里面最大的问题是什么？我们要把这个除掉。
Our opinions，
就是我们的意见。
We're full of opinions。
我们每个人呢、都满了意见。
But we need to forget about our opinions。
我们要把我们的意见都放在一边。
Maybe a new brother comes into the church in New York City.
有一个新的弟兄，他刚刚进到这个纽约市的教会来。
And he's a cantankerous individual.
他是一个。
I don't know Chinese, sorry.
他是一个特别的一个。
Nobody can stand him, but he is our brother.
谁都受不了他。但是啊，他是啊，神家里面的一员。
Then we come to verse 26.
然后我们看第二十六节。
And whether one member suffers,
若一个肢体受苦
，all the members suffer with it.
所有的肢体就一同受苦。
Or one member is glorified.
若一个肢体得荣耀。
All the members rejoice with it.
所有的肢体就一同欢乐。
This has to be our sense.
这个需要是我们的感觉。
This has to be our feeling.
这需要我们的知觉。
Because we are part of the family.
因为我们都是神家里的一部分。
We should have a sense. This brother has a problem.
我们需要有感觉，这个弟兄他有一点情形。
We should have a sense this sister is going through a very difficult situation.
我们需要有感觉，有个姊妹可能经过一个难处。
We're members of the same family.
因为我们都是这个家庭里面的一部分。
Let's use again the example of our body.
我们用我们的身体来做比喻。
The brothers have mentioned that we're members of the body of Christ.
弟兄提到我们都是身体上的一部分。
And our body has many members.
我们身体有许多的肢体。
Suppose somehow somebody slaps my arm.
如果有人把我的手打了一下。
Does only the arm feel that?
是不是只是我这个手觉得不舒服呢？
Brother Benjamin said he couldn't sleep because it was just a little tooth.
陈立文讲啊，他牙痛他就睡不着了。
It has to be the same in the household of God.
在神的家里应该也是这种情形。
It is not right that brothers and sisters suffer alone.
不应该啊，一个弟兄他是单独的受苦。
It is not right that brothers and sisters be individualistic.
弟兄姊妹啊，他单独呢也是啊。不正常的。
In the body, none of the members are individualistic.
在身体上的所有的肢体不应该是独立的、单独的。
All the functions of the members of the body are for the body.
身体上所有肢体的进攻用都是为着整个的身体。
So, this is the way we should feel and have a sense about being members of the body.
所以我们都应该啊，做身体上的肢体呢，有这样的感觉跟知觉。
And then if somebody is glorified, exalted, we should be happy.
如果有的肢体他们得荣耀，我们都应该一同欢乐。
But the problem is, you cannot make up this feeling.
但是呢，问题是啊，我们这个感觉呢，不能够装出来的。
You cannot pretend.
你不能假装你有这个感觉。
Somebody is suffering very much in the church, and you say, "Oh, I'm so sorry."
有人很受苦啊，你只是假装啊，我也很难过。
Oh, how I wish I could help you.
我希望我能够帮助你。
Forget it.
你要把这个忘掉。
When the saints suffer,
当这个圣徒们他受苦的时候
，Do they suffer alone?
他单独受苦吗
？This is a shame to the church.
如果他单独受苦，这是教会的羞耻。
When anyone goes through a difficult situation, they must be those who stand with that brother or sister.
当一个弟兄姊妹他经过难处的时候呢，必须应该有弟兄姊妹啊与他站在一起。
I had a very interesting experience some time ago.
不久前我有一个很有兴趣的、很有意思的一个经历。
I will not tell you if this is in reference to a sister or to a brother.
我不讲这件事情啊，是跟一个姊妹或者一个弟兄有关系。
Let's say it was a saint.
就讲是一个圣徒，他有这个经历。
A member of the body of Christ.
他是啊，身体上的一个肢体。
Was very sick.
他病得很重。
Almost died.
甚至啊，将临死亡。
And when she came back to the, oops. When the saint came back to the meeting,
我们弟兄漏了嘴。当这位圣徒他没有讲，他讲了他来了聚会。
The saint related what had been experienced.
他就交通了他的这个经历。
I was extremely upset.
我非常难过。
And then I scratched my head and said, "Well, this person didn't want to have anybody concerned, anybody be disturbed."
我抓抓我的头就想这位圣徒呢，他不要别人麻烦。
And actually, that sounds good, right? That person wasn't selfish, wasn't self-centered.
听起来不错，他不自私，他不是自我中心，所以他不要麻烦别人。
No, 1,000 times no.
这是不可以的，这是一千倍不可以的。
When a member of the family suffers, it's our concern.
你一个肢体，你的这个受苦呢，其实就是我们所关心的。
But it took me a while to realize why I was upset.
这个也我过了一阵子才了解为什么我那个时候觉得很生气。
The best way to describe my feeling was, it's like the Spanish-speaking saints had a love feast yesterday.
这个来形容我的感觉的话呢，就像昨天晚上西班牙圣徒有一个爱宴。
And suppose I didn't know about the love feast, and I just came to the meeting, I missed the love feast.
如果我晚到了，我只来参加聚会，没有参加这个爱宴。
This was exactly my feeling.
这就是我的感觉。
I felt I was robbed.
我觉得，我失去了一份。
What do you mean robbed? Nobody robbed you.
这没有人把你那一份抢走啊。
I was robbed of the opportunity to pray for this saint.
我就没有这个机会为这一个受苦的经过难处的圣徒祷告。
I was robbed of the opportunity as a member of the household to pray for that saint.
我为这一个圣徒祷告的机会呢就被夺去了，因为他没有讲出来。
Saints, I trust we can be delivered from this feeling, which is individualistic.
我希望我们大家都不要有这种单独的这种想法，就是不要麻烦别人。
We all need the church.
我们都需要教会。
We all need the body of Christ.
我们都需要基督的身体。
None of us are a unit in ourselves.
我们不是一个单独的一个单位。
Actually, we're just a member.
我们都是一个肢体。
So this brings us to Romans chapter 12. Very interesting. The brothers had chapter 12, verse 1. But this is verses 5 and 6.
现在这个就下一步下一处的经节呢，就是罗马书十二章第五节第六节。很好，我们弟兄刚才已经提到了十二章的第一节。
Verse 5 says, So we who are many are one body in Christ.
第五节，我们这许多人在基督里是一个身体。
And individually members one of another.
并且各个互相做肢体。
Oh, individually. Doesn't that mean separate?
这里讲到各个互相做肢体，是不是讲他们是分开的？
Actually, that word means different.
其实这个字的意思不是这样。
We're all different.
我们都不同。
Maybe we can be the same in our opinions, but we're all different.
我们以为我们意见可能相同，其实我们每一个人都不同。
And because we are all different, we have different functions in the body of Christ.
因为我们都不同，所以我们在基督身体里都有不同的功用。
What another member does, I cannot do.
别的肢体所做的，我不能做。
On the other hand, what I can do, he cannot do either.
另一面，我能做的，别的肢体不能做。
So we are individually members one of another.
所以我们是各个互相做肢体。
We need to have this sense.
我们需要有这样的感觉。
We're members one of another.
我们是互相做肢体。
And then, actually, the beginning of verse 6, Well, actually, we go back to verse 4.
我们可以回头再看第四节。
Verse 4 says, For just as in one body we have many members.
正如我们一个身体上有好些肢体。
And all the members do not have the same function.
但肢体不都有一样的功用。
We should not look down upon someone that has a function that we consider lower than ours.
我们不该把别人所尽的功用觉得他的功用比我们的功用低。
Actually, When I had just come to this country,
当我刚来这个国家的时候
，Would you believe I was invited to a young people's retreat?
别人找我参加一个年轻人的特会。
And I was up in my upper twenties.
那个时候我已经是二十几近三十了。
And a sister asked me, "What? How do we know what is a function in the body?"
就问说，我们怎么知道我们在身体里的功用是什么？
I was caught by surprise, and fortunately, I forgot whatever I said.
我这是突然一个问题，当然我现在也忘了我怎么回答。
But brothers, sisters, if you do not know what is your function.In the church,
弟兄姊妹，如果你不知道在教会里面你的功用是什么
，just exercise in your spirit.
你只要操练你的灵
，and just join a service group.
参加一个服事的小组
，doesn't matter which, just serve like Brother Benjamin said.
你只要参加服事，就像刚才陈弟兄讲的。
Then the Lord will have the opportunity to develop your function.
那主耶稣就有机会叫你的功用啊，能够显明出来。
But if you stay in your rocking chair,
你如果你只是坐在你自己的摇椅上面
，Lord, what is my function?
坐在那边一边摇一边祷告，主我的功用是什么
？I want to serve, but I don't know what is my function.
如果你只是在那摇来摇去说主啊我不知道我的功用是什么
Forget about it
你应该把那个忘掉
We just need to function
我们只要去尽功用
Then we will continue
我们继续
In Romans 12
罗马书十二章
We don't have the verses there but I will not say too much about these verses From verse 9
从第九节开始
to verse 16 they tell us how we should have the sense of being brothers and sisters members of the body of Christ
从九节到十六节讲到我们应该有这样的感觉我们是弟兄姊妹我们是彼此做肢体
what kind of feeling should we have
怎么样的感觉呢
First of all, in verse 9,
第九节
let love be without hypocrisy.
爱不可假冒。
We need to love one another.
我们需要彼此相爱。
How is that possible?
这怎么可能呢？
We're all so different.
我们都不同。
And there are the cantankerous ones.
有那些特别的人。
Only in Christ can we love one another.
只有在基督里，我们可以彼此相爱。
And then, in verse 10, it even says more: love one another warmly in brotherly love.
第十节他还进一步的讲，爱弟兄要彼此亲热。
It's not love at a distance, but warmly.
不是保持距离的爱，是亲热的爱。
And if that is not enough, the rest of the verse says, "Take the lead in showing honor to one another."
下面的经节更进一步讲，我们要要追寻机会，追寻机会要彼此尊以别人的尊重别人的。
We want people to show honor to us.
我们要别人尊重我们。
But no, we have to be first. We have to take the lead in showing honor.
尊敬人啊，这里讲啊，要彼此争先。
And then in verse 13, contribute to the needs of the saints.
十三节讲到在圣徒缺乏上要。有交通。
Actually, our pocket should be a part of the church as well.
实际上我们这个钱包啊，也应该是啊，教会的。
If brothers and sisters have a need,
如果圣徒们有需要
，the need must be met in the church.
这个需要应该在教会的里面得着啊应得着啊应付。
Of course, Paul mentions in many verses that if you don't work, you don't eat either.
当然，保罗也有其他的经节讲到，你若不做工，你也不可吃饭。
So we're not talking about that.
现在我们不是讲那一部分。
But then it says, pursue hospitality.
然后这里讲啊，我们要待客，要追寻。
Praise the saints for the saints in UCLA. Right, Eric. Amen.
为这个洛杉矶大学这些年轻圣徒们，大学的圣徒来访问我们了，我们感谢主，赞美主。
Some saints have been blessed this weekend in giving hospitality.
有些圣徒们啊，他们很蒙啊，很蒙福，他们能够啊有接待他们的机会。
Please note, it doesn't say give hospitality.
所以你不是讲啊，你要啊啊给别人啊要接待别人。
It says pursue hospitality.
他是说啊要追寻啊这个接待客人的机会。
Brother Frank shouldn't have to come to us and tell us there's a need for hospitality.
啊，我们洪峰弟兄啊，不应该是在这里啊。告诉大家，我们现在有接待客人的需要。
We should actually go to him and say we need to have hospitality.
我们该去跟他讲啊，我们需要接待人呐。
Actually, in Hebrews, don't remember the verse, but it tells us that some have given hospitality to angels unawares.
在希伯来书里面讲到，有人接待客旅的时候呢，接待了天使。
So we need to pursue hospitality.
所以我们待客需要追寻机会。
Finally, this brings us to 1 Peter 2:17.
下面的经节就是彼得前书2:13，这是最后的经节。
It says, "Honor all men." We already saw that.
那你讲到需要尊敬人。
But it says then, love the brotherhood.
那你讲到要有弟兄相爱，爱众弟兄。
Why does it say brotherhood and not brothers?
为什么不讲爱弟兄，他讲爱众弟兄。
Of course, I'll say right away, this includes the sisters, don't get upset.
当然这个话其实是包括姊妹啊。
But the point is love the hood.
所以你的意思啊，是爱那个众。
Why does it say that?
为什么这里这样讲呢？
Because I...should like Brother Timothy and I should also like Brother Dennis. I should love them.
这就是说我应该爱这个弟兄，也应该爱那个弟兄，我们应该都爱。
I hope by now we realize.
我希望现在我们都了解到。
This is impossible in ourselves.
这个在我们自己的里面是不可能的事。
For this we need, like Brother Benjamin mentioned, in the church we have the life of God.
这是就像刚才陈弟兄讲的，在教会生活里我们有神的生命。
The life of God will enable us.
神的生命啊，会给我们这个能力。
To be the right kind of members.
叫我们啊，能够做正确的肢体。
The right kind of brothers and sisters.
正确的弟兄姊妹。
So what? The thing is, then, the church in New York City will be strong.
这样的话，纽约市的教会就得着刚强。
Why will be strong?
为什么就能刚强呢？
Because there will be no opinions.
这样大家都不会有意见。
I'm sorry, I forgot one verse, Romans 12:16.
对不起，我忘了另外一个经节，十二章十六节，罗马书。
That says, "Be of the same mind toward one another."
这里讲到要彼此思念相同的事。
So we need to have the consciousness. We are part of the hood.
所以我们要有感觉，我们都是。
First Peter 2:17.
都是众的一部分。
We need to love all the hood.
所以我们要爱众人。
All the brothers and sisters.
要爱所有的弟兄姊妹。
So I trust the Lord will be with us. That this can become a reality in the church.
我信告主，这能够成为我们的实际。
Then what happens?
然后呢？
If an unbeliever walks in.
然后一个不信的人，他如果来到我们中间。
That unbeliever will be convicted.
这个不信的人，他就会里面受责备。
Because he will find out we all have the same mind.
他会了解到我们众人呢都是同有同类的心思。
In the world, there's no such thing.
在这个世界里啊，没有这一件事情。
So then we can be a testimony without saying a word.
这样我们就是主的见证，甚至我们啊不说一句话都是主的见证。
And the best gospel is the one where we don't say anything, we just express God.
这最好的福音啊，不是我们说什么，乃是我们众人啊彰显神。
So I trust that we will not take these points lightly.
我信靠啊，我们都不把这样的事、这样的话呢，当作一个平常的话。
We all care for our church. We all love the church where we meet.
我们都关心我们的教会，也爱我们所在的教会。
That we would know how to behave, how to act, how to be in the house of the living God.
这样我们就都能够知道，在活神的家中，当怎样行，当做怎样的一个人。
So I trust that we all can be helped by what we have been sharing.
我盼望我们大家都因着这样的话得着帮助。
And now we will have the announcements.
现在我们有报告。
Now it's our turn to function. Amen. We have the mic set up here. We'd like to spend the next period of time, maybe 15 or...so minutes for our response to the word. We would encourage you, if you can handle English, we don't have time for translation, so if you can handle English, you'd like to confirm something. Brothers, maybe you can put the mics on the end of the aisle there, and you can come up and share your portion. Amen. We'd like to hear from you. We'll take about 15 or 20 minutes for this.
That was awesome. As many UCLA Saints know, I just finished a week in the short-terming at the FTTA, and there was so much